like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you open and there you are. Next day on your dressing room they
Anyway, hey, welcome back, everybody. I feel like I've been gone a long time. I think, yeah, because I think last week we pre-taped because Brian had a fucking Yom Kippur. He couldn't do a Sham Yom Kippur. He's in Atlanta now. I never even talked to him.
I was about to say.
I swear to God. My dear friend Brian is in Atlanta. I'm just like, good. No, because it's so funny. I used to walk him to the train when we first started doing the show. Now I'm like, hey, see you later, man. At least to worry you get fucking
kick
run
him down
over
the fucking stairs,
or yeah, walk down and walk in front of the train.
Well, there was that day where we actually walked him down, and he hit the turnstop like four times before you were like, hey, Dick, turn the MTA card around.
Yeah. So I feel so. You know, I should be nicer to him, but you know. Anyway, so we're with Brian McKenna. Tom Cassidy's coming in. I just brought him because Steve Torelli hates him. And he's not even here yet, is he?
He just walked in.
Anyway, so I got that out before you. No, Steve goes, hey, I'm going to come here on September 24th. Is it 24th?
Yeah.
September 24th. I hope try to get some hot babe and make sure it's not Tom Cassidy.
So well, thank God I'm here.
As a joke, I'll get Tom Cassidy. I just asked him last minute. No, because everyone's recommending these women to get, but it's like I'm in hot water with my... with the missus. Garrett, can you get a... I want to air this video. It's on my Facebook.
It was on your Facebook story. I don't know if it's
still going
to be
up. Yeah, but it's on my Facebook
though.
Thing because I saw it. It's on my Facebook... what do you call it? Timeline?
It's like the story or something like that.
Yeah, but I posted it as a thing. Anyway.
Brian,
I got drunk.
Thanks, man.
I got.
What's he doing to him? Brian looks great.
Yeah, he does. He is Brian.
Oh, my goodness.
That's awesome. Tom Cassidy.
Nice to meet you.
Hi. You guys don't know each other?
No.
Two nope. up-and-comers?
No.
First time meeting.
You run with different crowds. He's a black star fucker, and he opens for Brewer.
So I guess I'm a white star fucker, then.
I don't want to say it. I don't know what Brewer considers.
Well, this white is popping right now, huh?
Yeah, you really... I heard Comedy Club is taking off. Not.
Depends on how you look at it.
How many views are you up to? 100?
15,000.
15,000?
Yeah, how many videos?
That could fill an arena.
15,000. It's not
could
bad.
Fill an arena. That's a lot,
episode
though.
Episode 3's coming out this week, everybody.
Who's in it?
It's called Things Fall Apart. A lot of black comedians. This
Kevin
is
Hart,
a black
sure
comedian episode.
By.
No, Kevin Hart's not in it. Couldn't get him.
Yes.
Got his brother Rodney.
He does have a brother?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right?
Rodney Hart.
What's he do?
I'm just making it up.
Oh, you remember? No, because whatchamacallit had a brother. What was that guy's name from Philly? Ralph Harris?
Kevin Brennan has a brother now.
Ralph Harris. And then he did Ralph Harris. And then he brought his brother. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Anyway, I got drunk on Friday night. My wife's going to kill me because I got drunk on Friday night. And it was dumb because I was like, I was just tired. I just want to have a couple of drinks, a couple of red wines, you know, at the cellar because I was exhausted. And it's been a long fucking summer. So my mother-in-law finally left our house. So it's just, I'm like, I didn't have to do anything sad. My wife just quit her job. So I'm like, she can watch the kids on Saturday. I just wanted to fucking relax and have a couple of drinks and then.
Oh, by the video, it looks like you relaxed a lot.
So they kept, but you know, I was sitting there and they kept filling my glass. I was just drinking glass red wine on ice and they kept filling it. And then they just put the bottle there. So then I was like, and then I didn't even think I was drunk. And then I got an Uber. And then my wife's texting me like 3:30, like, where are you? I go, I missed the train. I'm in a cab. I'm in an Uber. She's like, what? I go, yeah. Yeah, boy.
She's mad at you because you don't have the money for the Uber. She's like, what the fuck?
Oh, then she's like, so then I get home and she's like, she comes out and she's like, what the f? I go, I'm drunk. There's nothing. I mean, I don't know what to say. I'm drunk. bad. I'm drunk. And then even like I would like I'm laying in bed. I'm like, I'm never be able to go to sleep because I'm so drunk. Because it was like I was like seasick, and I was like, I gotta keep this boat steady.
Sure.
So I'm kind of. Then I would wake up, and I would go to the bathroom and to take a piss. And I'm like, I'm still drunk. Like, okay, every time I wake up, I'm like, I'm still drunk. So then I'm like, I don't even know if this alcohol thing is all it's cracked up to be, because I don't even know if I need it anymore. I just need it to get laid, and no one's fucking me now anyway, so what's the difference?
Nice to just get drunk every now and then.
Yeah, but not if your wife's going to be like, what the fuck is this? I'd be like, yeah, what is this?
Just to go back a little bit, did she quit or get fired from the pet shop?
What pet shop?
The pet shop that she works at.
Why, because I'm Sylvester Stallone?
Yeah. She's Adrian.
That was dumb as fuck. That's such a Philly remark. Hey, the pet shop?
Eagles, baby.
You take the to Franklin Avenue. No, so then she was really mad. Like, I don't know why she was so mad. She goes, give me your phone. I gave her my phone. I think she thought I was like up to no good. Mm-hmm. That's why I made the video. So that it was like, I guess she didn't see the video.
She must think you get laid like a lot. She must think like women are just like
women think
coochie.
No, women are they're smart until they have emotions tied into it. Mm-hmm. Like, she wouldn't give a fuck except she likes me and I'm her husband and I'm her baby daddy.
All three.
But like women, if she didn't know me, she'd be like, this guy's not that much. You know what I mean? But once they like you, then they want to know all your fucking social security, like all your friends, because then they want to have their fucking precious feelings hurt. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Once you come in them, the Me Too goes right out the window.
So she don't, no thanks. So she don't, okay. I guess you're not going to stop. So she don't, she thinks, I don't know, she thinks stuff. So I think all women think stuff. Once they like you, they think other women want to fuck you, and they don't. It's like a conspiracy women have with each other. Like, they won't fuck other people.
She's a hot-blooded Latina, though, too.
They won't fuck other people. So that way, and women are always like, oh, these women want to fuck them because I want to fuck them, but nobody else wants to fuck you. It's just the way it is. It's just the way nature works. Like, if women all wanted to fuck us, we would never get married. Nothing would ever happen. We'd just get AIDS like all the homosexuals.
I wish.
You look AIDS-y, so I don't know what you're wishing for. Be careful what you wish for. You're halfway there. So anyway, so she's all fucking whatever. And then I guess she didn't see the video, but she's still mad. Maybe she saw the video. Okay, let's see the video. I haven't seen it.
Ricky, shout out to Ricky. He has a baby. He thinks he knows the baby.
You look like you've been outside for 4 days.
He's really a Filipino lady.
My witch project.
He's fucking in charge.
Look at that glassy Manga. Fucking stare you have.
Cut it, Liz.
No, we just started. We just started.
Yeah, but I said, no, there's evidence that I'm not fucking nobody right now. Am I fucking anybody?
Granted, we can't see the bottom of the table right now.
It's my family photo that's in the wallpaper, but it's 327 right now.
Oh, my God.
He's from H-Town.
See, look who's here. Yeah.
Well, it looks like you had your choices of who to fuck at this table.
They shouldn't have showed everybody, because you know what? I think my wife got mad that...
Anyway,
she should have cut it when you told her to.
No, the point is, I think my wife. First of all, I literally made. That's how I knew I was going to get a beating anyway. So I'm like, here I am,
not fucking
anymore. Oh, there was a time that we had a fucking timeline.
Yeah.
So then, but I think she gets mad if I'm having a good time.
Yeah,
definitely. Most likely, yeah.
Because she's not having a good time. She's home with the kids. They're asleep. And she's like, this motherfucker's having a good time. So, but I really wasn't. I was just drunk, you know, whatever. I was just talking a lot of shit. And now I'm going to get divorced, so.
This isn't the first separation, is it?
No. Yeah,
the kids are ready.
Are they ready?
At this point, I think so.
They get
it's
it. Like,
plus, it's a bad situation. Anyway, I got a hernia.
She get violent with you?
Huh?
She get violent with you?
If what?
Has she ever been violent with you before? Do you
I
think
can't,
she
can't, my lawyer said I shouldn't discuss this, but the other day I asked my
sister. Want to make your website? Or What's up with the tone in here? Did you guys just take a nap?
What do you mean?
It feels very low energy.
Gina was just here, and they're loud as fuck, and I
wasn't here for that.
I know, but I don't want to. I just ate, too, so I'm a little lethargic. Plus, I had to get up to do Bill Schultz's show, so I've been up since, like, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, you're tight.
It's just as well, because I just want to get the fuck out of the house, because my wife's not working now, so she's home, and then if I'm home, she'd be like, ah. You know, like anything I ask her, she's like, sorry, she's
like, what are you, drunk?
She's like cursing at me yesterday, and like, she's like, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, what? What was she
like, in front of the kids? She never curses in front of the kids usually. It don't matter. What could she do? Kill me? I'm already fucking dying. I don't even care. I don't give a fuck. I have to get life insurance for what? So when I die, they're
okay.
Fuck everybody. I'm just going to throw myself in front of a fucking mega bus. I might just do it. People think I would do it, except Neil would be like, "See, he
told you he was that guy.
Had a lot of mental problems. It wasn't just me. It's not me. It's him. He threw himself in front of the fucking PATH train."
Think Neil would go to your funeral?
Fuck no.
That'd be really funny.
Why talk about how close they were at the funeral?
When my dad died, my brother Danny was gonna get, because Neil wasn't gonna go to my dad's funeral.
Oh, so he's definitely not going to yours.
No, but he went. He's definitely going to mine. But my brother Danny was going to get.
See.
My brother Danny knew.
Text you about it.
My brother Danny knew someone at TMC. Is that right? TMZ.
Movie
TMZ.
Classics.
Or and he was going to have.
Which one, Kevin? Turner
TMC.
Music. Okay. TMZ.
I didn't say. What did I say? TCM.
You said TMC. You didn't say TMZ.
A little stutter at the C.
Anyway, TMZ. And have them like, and the story would be like, Neil Brennan's on his dad's funeral. But I'm like, nobody gives a fuck about that. You think that's going to make, I mean, I've seen,
cut.
I've seen them interview Tony Rock at LAX, but even that's a reach.
It's also like your dad's
Tony
not,
Rock at LAX? How'd we get that?
Your dad's not famous.
For Southwest,
it's not like
flight,
Joe
flight.
Jackson.
I know. Like, so I just thought the whole time, I'm like, so he goes, my brother Danny goes, you in? Yeah, I don't think so. Because I know my mom would
just, I don't think so.
My mom would just have a nervous breakdown.
Your brother wanted to report it to TMZ?
That's hilarious.
Because he knew somebody at TMZ. They want to have...
All you Brennans are fucked up.
They want to interview Neil somewhere. They want to interview Neil somewhere.
It wasn't even like, your idea. That's the funniest part. It wasn't even your idea. It was your other brother.
I imagine your other brother does a podcast in his basement to, like, teddy bears.
Oh, they have some issues. Danny and Neil have some issues. Danny and Neil Brennan have some issues. But, you know, the way it goes.
Things, it's difficult, you know?
They just had a thing. We were talking about in the great Bill Schultz show about some six congressmen. No, this congressman from Arizona.
I heard about this, yeah.
And his six brothers did a video about why they shouldn't vote for him.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's right on my alley.
I would do that about my brothers. Good. Fuck them.
No, you don't have that many brothers, do you?
Three.
What, do you have bad blood with them?
Yeah, I can't stand
what?
Them. They're just scumbags.
They're older than you?
Yeah, well, my two oldest ones can go fuck themselves, but the third one's all right. He's okay.
My brother gave me a ride this weekend, so I don't want to say anything bad about him.
Yeah.
Your ride where?
Gave me a ride to the Punchline in Philadelphia. So.
Damn, how's Bobby Kelly doing?
Good.
Did he sell a lot of merch?
I won't have you speak ill of anyone who lets me open for them.
Did he sell you a lot of merch?
You have not. He didn't have any merch, no.
Does he let him hug him? Does he take pictures?
He was talking to everybody.
He's real chatty.
Hands, kissing babies.
He does a lot of Instagram photos after the show.
Mm-hmm.
How were the shows? Good?
They're pretty good, yeah. They were good.
Bobby's pretty solid as an act.
Yes. It's funny. It's a good time.
He's no Sebastian Maniscalco.
No.
Four shows at the Garden. It's like fucking nuts.
Yeah, wasn't that crazy? He would sell off four shows at the... But he wouldn't be at the Emmys. Isn't that funny? Mm. The guy's that popular. Not at the Emmys, but a guy named Neil Brennan. Just sold out a little vegan room in Portland.
To be fair, Sebastian Maniscalco doesn't have a TV show that was super successful, that his older brother introduced him to the co-creator of it, and then they...
Okay, but the guy just sold out. How about look ahead and not look back?
How about TV, though?
How about not get Betty White have to give lip service to fucking Lorne Michaels? Like, what the fuck was that? Like,
it was a little
disgusting. Like, she's like, and Lorne, yeah, and like, we played it on my show last week. She didn't say anything. Whatever she was supposed to say, she didn't say it. Then she just turned to her side, and then people clapped, and then Alec Baldwin kissed her hand or whatever. But it was like, I'm like, what is fucking going on? What is? And then I'm taking a piss, and my wife's like, your brother's on TV.
That's like, got a Danny? Sting. That's got to sting a little bit.
No, but she's all
Danny's on TMZ.
Danny's
on TMZ getting interviewed.
She's all running again. Me like this is a big break our family's been waiting for. Because like one of those poor Southern families
like this
Patsy Cline. She's on the Ed Sullivan Show. We're all gonna make it now. I'm like, what? And then I hear Sebastian selling out. I'm like, TV's so fucked up because he had a pilot like 2 years ago.
Turned down, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, it got turned down.
Yeah, they got turned down. So I'm like, first of all, it's like if you run a bit, if you run like a network, just go like, okay, who's a super popular comedian right now, and could he do a sitcom? They could do a sitcom with this guy in 5 fucking seconds because he's like a throwback character. He gets the dad, who's like even a more bigger throwback, and he's just does some Ray Romano fucking version of that shit.
Everybody
but instead they go, let's give a show to Bobby Moynihan.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is that? Some guy who's like dead weight on SNL for 8 years, never did anything. Like, let's give him a show because Lauren produced it. I'm gonna fucking Lauren, you're fucking warned. Where's the camera, Lauren? You're fucking warned. Something's gonna happen. Something's gonna happen, and come looking for me.
Yeah,
I mean, it's showbiz is so fucking filthy. And I said it. I said it to Noam. I said it last week. I go, you know what, Neil did? He goes, he went to because he knows Seth Meyers, and he knows the guy, all those fucking untalented hacks. Mm-hmm. Come through Harvard and shit. So he's probably like, hey, if I give you Chappelle, like he's like in the mob. He goes, if I bring you Chappelle, can I get on the fucking show? And they're like, yeah, bring him. Yeah, well, that's a deal.
Yeah, we could do that for you.
So he's right after Betty White, but Sebastian won't be there. Four shows. That's like fucking, that's like Van Halen in the 80s.
to play devil's advocate for a mere moment.
That's all you ever do, motherfucker.
That's why I'm here, faggot. Oh. I apologize to gay people. No gay people listen to this.
You'd be surprised.
Oh, I would be.
Black people listen. I mean, it's just crazy.
Chinese women. No, some people, listen, he's a great stand-up who has a big following, and maybe he would make a good show, but not all comedians are good actors either, and some things translate better than other things.
He's an over-the-top character, and he's
not even saying it wouldn't be good. I'm just saying that you can't say just because this happens that this should happen.
No, I know Christy Stefano had a pilot, and I was thinking, like, when he was, it hadn't been decided yet. I knew it was still like, he knew he was in the mix. He made a pilot, and they were waiting to hear. So I looked up Sebastian, and I saw that I knew they made a pilot for him, and I was like, what happened to his fucking pilot? And then once I saw that, I go, Chris won't get picked up because Chris should have gotten picked up, but it would have because they have like the same agent, I think. But the point is that like they don't know what the fuck they're doing. They literally don't know what they're doing because Sebastian is an easy sitcom to make because he's already that guy. His wife's a Jew. He's Italian. You know, they get all this, but he talks about this shit in his act. So it's like, it's already there. The pilot's already there. Dad comes in. He's
Tony
all fucking.
Danza was playing his father.
His dad's an old fucking fashioned Dago. He comes in, you know, eating a big stick of fucking bread or whatever, dipping in. He brings his own sauce.
Marinara sauce.
Yeah, it's all right there. And then he's like, what do we get? What's the, and then what's the B act? No one gives a fuck about a B act. You have Dice Clay be one of his brothers. Like, it's already there. It's like, it's gold. But they're like, Bobby Moynihan. It was canceled after like 2 episodes of Bobby Moynihan show, whatever the fuck they call it.
Blame the guy from Night Quit.
Huh? Exactly, but it was like some dumb show. Oh, yeah, John, the guy from Light Corps was on, John Larroquette. He was like his dad. It was just dumb.
It wasn't his dad. It was
in a future or some shit.
Yeah.
It was so dumb. It's so dumb. They overthink it, and then they're just so dumb. It just makes me sick. And that's how Neil gets to be a presenter, because people are fucking dumb. I was just talking to E-Rock. He goes, does Neil ever put you in stuff? I go, what's he going to put me in? His home fucking movie? He hasn't made anything. He hasn't done anything. He made that movie with fucking that guy, the goods or the works or whatever, did nothing. And then he hasn't done, I'm going to be in one of his Ford commercials?
That's pretty good.
Put Jeff Leach in a fucking commercial. Governor.
Hello.
Hello. I'm tall and handsome, probably bisexual.
I'm a funny version. Probably.
So what is he going to put me in? Nothing. There's nothing to put me in. He ain't doing nothing. Hmm.
Yeah,
you guys can try to sweat me out. It's like bad cop, bad cop. You guys are both shitty cops.
I'm trying to think about what he's done.
I'm trying to get any information out of me. No, he hasn't done anything.
He's done a bunch of stuff.
On his tombstone, he'll say, create. Oh, we got it. You co-created the Chappelle Show.
But you can't say, okay, for example, that fucking show, how many people have made that good of a show? He made one really great show.
The first season was okay. Second season was good. And then it was done.
Two seasons of a great show is more than anyone.
Okay, his job was to keep the show going. Because he wasn't the talent. His job was to, it's like if you're a manager and you have a fucking, like, you have a John Belushi kind of a guy. It's like, your job is to keep the guy functioning. And he couldn't do that. That was his job, to keep that.
Dan Aykroyd couldn't keep him alive. So at least
we're not talking about. I'm talking about Neil's job was to keep fucking Dave Chappelle
out of Africa.
No, out of Africa and to do a season three. He couldn't do it. That was his job. The number one job is to keep the show on the rails, and he couldn't do it. So okay, so he had a couple of good skits, as my mom calls them, sketches. Had a skit or a sketch? I don't know. I didn't go to the fucking. I didn't go to Second City school. Oh, it's so. But give me an award.
I thought that was a weird choice for them. They're both up, him and Chappelle. Because it's not like I don't look at Chappelle and think about Neil. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Neil fucking, because Chappelle's giving Neil reparations. You know, black people always want reparations for slavery.
Yeah.
And we give him cigarettes. I still think we should give him a casino like we do with the Indians, right? Have a fucking black casino. It's only open from like 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. Like,
always have to bet on black.
Yeah, always have to bet on black. But if you bet on black, yeah. If you bet on red, you're racist. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so this is Neil. This is Chappelle's reparations for Neil for killing the Chappelle show. So he's always like, okay, Neil. Hey, Dave, could you want to be a presenter at the Emmys? Because you know Dave's not like Dave hangs out with fucking Cool Mo D and motherfuckers like that. When you see him at the Comedy Store, he's not taking a picture with Neil. You know what I mean? He's a star fucker himself. He's at Will Smith at the fucking boxing. So he's not gonna be like, who's your first choice, Neil? Come on, man. Come on. And my mom's fucking 85-year-old pussy's all fucking gooey. He's got a fucking vibrator that looks like an Emmy.
Yeah. Wow, that would be sharp.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing.
Thanks for that. With my mom. Think of my mom's side.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, that's the bottom line. So, you know, my wife's like, hey, your brother. My wife doesn't even like my brother, but she thinks I'm supposed to take it well. You know what I mean? Like if her sister got a fucking Oscar, she'd be like, oh, I'm having a bad week. But I'm supposed to just roll with it. Be like, I got a hernia. My wife fucking hates me. I got fucking two kids, you know, braces and shit. I don't know.
The braces are starting now, huh?
Now, yeah, boy. You'd be surprised what happens when you got children's.
I don't think your wife's sister would win an Oscar.
I'm just saying. She thinks it's like, it's funny. It's supposed to be funny to everybody, but if it happened to her, she'd have a fucking meltdown, is what I'm saying. Is that possible? Is that a possible scenario? But I'm supposed to take it, and because I'm a comedian, I'm supposed to have a good sense of humor about it.
She doesn't like Neil, right? You said?
No, she doesn't like Neil, but she came running in like, you're I thought brother. Sarah Silverman won something or something. Before I was watching it with her, and then I think I had to go do a spot or something. I was like I wasn't even taking a dump. I was taking a piss, you know. And then so she comes running. I thought she's like, oh, your girlfriend won an award. And so usually she gets mad at my girlfriend if she's on TV.
It would have been cool if she won, if Sarah won, and Neil.
No, then my wife's like, like, she had to present to Lorne. Remember, you got fired from that job, and Leslie Jones, who just banned you, who just got almost got you banned from the Cellar. You remember? And she blocked you on Twitter. You remember? Oh, everybody, it was everything. It was like your birthday, but the opposite. Everything bad. And
I think you might be the problem.
One shot, huh?
You might be the problem.
Maybe I am, motherfucker.
Just kidding. You are, obviously.
So maybe he's involved. Yeah. Anyway, you're right.
I feel like I'm being interrogated by two gay SHIELD agents right now.
What are those?
What's a gay SHIELD?
SHIELD is from the Avengers films. They're like CIA type of people. I could have.
Anyway, so how much of a good sport am I supposed to be? Is what it comes down to.
I mean,
but she thought I was supposed to be thrilled by it, but I was like, I mean, not thrilled, but she gets off on like me being fucking disrespected or something. I don't know. Who gives a fuck? What do you got?
Nothing.
What do you got on women? Well, yeah, I told you you have a girlfriend, right? That's what Jared told me.
Yeah, I do.
You had to go to Canada?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of a fucked up story.
We got two out. We got an hour to kill. So
my brother was found dead in a.
Oh Jesus!
Oh nice. Yeah,
in his apartment.
Shotgun.
Girlfriend.
My girlfriend's brother. Yeah.
Jesus. Shotgun.
No, they don't know yet.
Still?
Yeah, they're not sure.
Was Artie Lang in the area?
No, but that would have been more expected.
Wait, so they don't know how he died, but he was suicidal?
No, he wasn't suicidal.
So was it
suicide? They don't think it was drugs. They're not sure. That's what the.
Wait a minute, though. But he just died.
Was he black? Does he have a heart arrhythmia?
He was white.
Oh, that's weird.
But he might have had a heart arrhythmia. They're not sure. They're doing autopsy and shit.
Do they suspect you at all?
No, they don't suspect me. No.
And he was young.
28.
I don't know why it's funny to me.
Nah,
people dying at 28. Nah. That's why I can't go to funerals because I'm like, it's so hilarious. I was walking to a comedy club. I think I don't even know. It was right outside Caroline's, like years ago. Mm. There was this big crowd, you know, around this guy, and I was like, what's going on? Some guy like wiped, got hit by a car on his bike or whatever. He was like down. I was like, you okay? And I had to walk away because I was going to start laughing. Like, I just thought it was so ridiculous.
Why is that funny?
I don't know. Maybe because so close to a comedy club, but I just thought it was funny. Like, the dumb guy got hit by a car, and people are like, are you okay? They showed a guy in a fucking, the only guy who ever got killed on a city bike here.
Yeah.
They showed the video. They released it. First of all, the guy's big headphones on. He's passing, like, a truck and a bus. Fucking knocks him over.
It goes, yeah, but that looks fake as shit. Didn't you post that a few weeks ago? Yeah, I think then we talked about this.
No, then the guy, did we?
I think we did.
That's why I never talked to anybody on the phone because I don't want to ruin this goal.
I mean, on the podcast.
Oh, so then he goes. It knocks him over, and then I guess the back tire crushes him or whatever. Oof. And then people are like, of course, one guy, black guy, stole his wallet, and then
really,
yeah. Then
that's pretty good footage.
But then my point is, first of all, if you're on a bike in New York with headphones on and no helmet and headphones on, if he had headphones on, he would have heard the bus coming.
Yeah.
He would have heard the bus coming. He wouldn't have passed the truck because then he would have heard a fucking. So if I'm on my bike, I hear a fucking big truck coming. I'm like, I think the truck's going to win. So I either stop or like make sure I got room to fucking crash my when it hits me or whatever. But to pass the fucking, so it's like you're asking for it. So would I have laughed at that? Absolutely. I would have fucking made it rain with singles.
You're saying you have no empathy for anyone?
Not anymore. I have no empathy for. I don't even have. I have no empathy. I have empathy for your hat for
you
some
have
reason.
Empathy for your children.
A little bit, but not as much as I used to.
No, but now they need braces, so he's like, fuck them. I don't care.
No, I'm not even as much as I used to because my daughter just gave me a hernia. But that was also because I spent too much time.
Hard? What does that mean?
No, I was throwing him in the pool, and I had to throw my son. He's younger, but I have to throw him. And then she goes, you got to throw me too, or else you like me better, or else you like Daniel better. So I throw her. Which I'd done a bunch of times, but then this time she put her legs like in a cannonball position, so when she would land, she would splash. Yeah. When I picked her, I was like, ugh. I could feel it like in my fucking... I didn't think I had a hernia, but now I have a hernia, professionally diagnosed hernia. So how's that feel? No, it's like my kids are trying to break me financially and physically and spiritually. So,
well, I think all three are being. I think it's working.
And I'm supposed to be like, yeah, I love this.
Accomplished by all three.
I love this. This is a great fucking gig. It's a shit gig. And like my dad said on his deathbed, life sucks. He did it for real. So I'm gonna take a man on his
then
word.
He took his final gasp, and your brother called TMZ.
It was something like that. No, Neil wouldn't go. Neil's like, Neil's, anyway.
Anywho.
So what
happened?
So,
your dad?
Huh?
How much did he hate your dad, Neil?
No, it wasn't really that. It wasn't that Neil hated my dad. My dad insulted Neil because when Half Baked came out, he said it wasn't my cup of tea.
All right.
Not Half Baked.
My dad's a fucking idiot. That movie's great.
My dad didn't do a lot of doobage.
Yeah.
If he was hanging around with the Doobie Brothers,
then maybe this could have been his movie.
The movie wasn't even. It was like a cult classic. It wasn't even well received when it came out.
I forgot he wrote that too. That movie's fucking great. Shut your fucking mouth.
Okay, yeah, but it wasn't well received when it came out.
So what?
Did you watch it?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, you're right. Either was Wizard of Oz.
Either were you. But one day we will appreciate you. Okay. Hi, Sam.
Who?
No one. Don't worry about it.
So what? So you went to Canada for the funeral?
Yeah.
How long have you been dating her?
5 months.
Wow, that's pretty serious to go to a funeral.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. You wear those glasses?
I did. You kind of time. All time. And the whole time I thought about Brian the whole time. I'm like, wow, this is what it's like to be him. This is what it's like.
I went to a funeral. I don't know. I shouldn't be laughing, but I went to the funeral, and then we went to the bar. It was a guy I went to high school with. I was just in town. I was at the Helium that week, so I'm like, I'll go to the funeral. So my wife,
so nice.
My wife went to the funeral too. So then we're at like the burial, wherever. I remember we're outside. So all these guys that I went to high school with, they come up where I'm all talking. I'm introducing them all to my wife. But she's got her big fucking Jackie O glasses on.
So you can't even show her off at the funeral.
Yeah. So I go, so then when they all leave, I go, what's with the glasses? I go, what's with the glasses? She goes, I was crying. It was a funeral. I go, everybody's crying. So it's like, you look like, you act like you're fucking, you're some kind of dignitary.
I
can't take my fucking, to say hello to people. I'm like, I don't get it. But it's like, you can't rationalize women. What do you got on that?
I'd like to say, I remember I went to a funeral at my friend's funeral who died, and my friend, who's a girl's cousin, came, and she looked so good that I thought my friend was just going to get out of the casket just to take a look at her.
Women
look good in funerals.
I went to some black funerals where a guy would be like, damn, do I smell barbecue? So wait, so you went up to the Canada?
Yeah.
And what'd you say you were there for a funeral?
Yeah.
Don't they ask you what you're here for?
They ask you when you go through the fire.
Business or pleasure, a little bit of both.
Ah, funeral. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Are what funerals town? In Canada different? Like, do they...
Ah, same shit.
The casket in different?
They do close casket for the most part.
Why, because everybody's so cold?
Yes, that's what it was. Because it's so cold up there. Actually, there was fucking more, like a 4 or 5 inches of snow.
There wasn't.
There is, yeah.
Where were you?
She's in
Winnipeg?
She's north of Edmonton, so it's like Grand Prairie, Alberta.
Oh, damn.
Fucking up there.
Yeah, I've been there.
The airplane.
Wolverine's funeral.
Yeah, it kind of was.
Too many Marvel references, I'm sorry. I feel like a nerd. That must have been a really sad funeral.
It was, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And he died up there, Grandview?
That's where he lives, yeah.
And the parents lived there too?
Yeah.
And they have no idea?
No clue.
Did everybody say, I'm very sorry for your loss?
Sorry. Most of them.
Kenzie brothers are here.
Really sorry.
But then you party, right? Don't they like to drink Canadian lager?
Drinking up there.
I mean, that's a sad drunk, right?
Yeah, but you try to.
Did you invite yourself or did she invite you?
She told me.
She insisted that you go?
Mm-hmm.
And what does she do?
What does she do?
Lives here? She doesn't live there, right?
Yeah, she's lived here.
Where did you guys meet?
Ooh.
I met her in acting class.
Acting class. Wow.
That's where you gotta go, Kev.
That's a fucking rookie mistake.
That's where you gotta go.
She sings opera?
Opera singer.
I'm not saying this.
She's an opera singer?
Is she a big girl?
No.
Okay.
No, they make them little now.
Oh, well.
Genetic
engineering. Make them different up there in
Canada. Engineering. So she's an opera singer? You met her in acting class? Wow.
Is she successful at it? That's a tough gig, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, she moved here. It's hard. It's kind of, it's difficult, but she just got cast in the Off-Broadway thing, and, you know, she's getting better, you know. She's getting by.
Nice. She's singing in the shower, like opera.
I've heard her sing in the shower before. Yeah, she hits the high notes and everything.
Pretty good.
She won a competition. You'll laugh your ass off. She won a competition, and well, she came in second place in fucking Brooklyn. But to me, she won. She was singing opera in front of a Brooklyn mall. Next to like a fucking JCPenney, I swear to God, it was the funniest shit to watch because I'm like, oh, these people are not going to be into opera music at all. And she went up and actually she beat 110 people and she came in second place.
Really?
Yeah.
So they could cast her in the Sebastian sitcom.
Absolutely.
That's all they needed, like a lot of Italian and opera singing, and then she could be the sister.
Yeah,
she could sing the theme song. What's the matter with Sebastian?
What's the deal?
Yeah, it's all you guys are already on the right track. So she's Italian, or she's not? She's Canadian Italian, or
no? She's not Italian.
What is she? Just Canadian?
French and
I can't even imagine.
Fucking thing.
I can't imagine dating anybody, especially like an opera singer. Like, what? You're so stupid. Opera? Like, no one likes opera. But then you watch, like, people you watch something on YouTube, like Pavarotti or whatever, singing in front of, like,
5,000 people there.
Million people. You're like, are they stupid? They really like this? Like, this? I thought you just had to pretend you liked it.
It's a rich person thing.
Yeah, but it's also like, we're so fancy, we like opera. Remember I did that movie with Nicolas Cage and Cher?
You did it?
Moonstruck. Remember Moonstruck? And he was into opera, and it was like, he's half a fag.
Sure.
You know? But it showed he was, like, sensitive. Because he was into opera, because he would always cry or something. I don't know. Remember you're not. Hannah, you don't have that.
And her sisters.
Do I ever?
And he took her to the opera. One of the broads.
No.
Took one of Hannah or one of her sisters.
No, I don't remember. That guy's a pervert, right?
Woody Allen.
I like Woody Allen, right?
I love Woody Allen.
That's the fucking weirdest story to me. That he fucked his. Well, he married her. He married his stepdaughter.
Obviously, it's
fucked. No, but the problem is
still
like
together.
The problem is he's
going to outlast Kevin and
his
wife.
Still together.
The problem is he's...
Yeah, so to be fair, Kevin didn't groom her starting at 11.
Yeah.
That's what you need it.
It is a fair point.
Yeah.
Because she would have let me... She would have seen me get drunk when she was 12 and 13. She would be like, sometimes he gets drunk. Just leave him alone. Let him sleep it off. He'll be fine in the morning. Yeah, but Woody Allen, here's the whole thing with Woody Allen. He is like... he's, you know, this whole thing like he fondled his adopted daughter... what's her name? Ellen. She's like, how? That's impossible. He would never do it. But then he marries his fucking stepdaughter. It's like you got to believe he could. He's possible to do anything because he thought it was gonna. Sorry to keep cutting you off, Tom, but it is my
used
show.
To it.
No, but the point is that he thought
first
it was
time you ever apologized for cutting me off.
He thought it was that's because I can't get in a fight with my hernia. Doctor said no fighting. So
hard at home.
So I got a so he thought it was going to be a fling. Woody Allen thought he's going to fuck Sun Yi. She would get over him and it'd be a fling. Who fucks their own like someone in their house? You know what I mean? I mean, I could see if you have a roommate or whatever you want to, you know, maybe finger blast or whatever, but. But to be like, you know what, you know, Mia's got some kids, and maybe I'll start dating them because I'm a bit of a shut in.
Definitely weird, that's for sure. But
you could see yourself doing that. I bet you have a real dark side sexually.
Fucking my Asian daughter? No, I don't think so.
I think you have something with your mom. No offense, but I think you and your mom have something.
You could be right. I don't know. See the way she looks at me sometimes. Like, she calls me every fucking day, maybe.
Calls you every day. She calls you every, like, hour. How many times she texts you every day?
It varies. But, like,
more than one.
Not always, but sometimes.
Yeah, unless you're in Canada and she knows it won't go through.
Let me get my point out about this Farrow thing. Ronan Farrow, the dude who fucking, he was the responsible for fucking Weinstein.
Yeah.
And fucking this Kavanaugh thing.
That was when you fuck with people. He's so fucked up.
The thing about Ronan Farrow.
He's going after all these dicks because he's so mad at his dad.
But here's the thing about Ronan Farrow. Ronan Farrow is supposed to be Woody Allen's son, but he's not. He's Frank Sinatra's son.
That's all bullshit.
Get the fuck out of here. Do me a favor. Get a picture of Ronan Farrow and Frank Sinatra. And you fucking tell me.
That was a joke. Mia joked about it, and then everyone.
No, they had an affair. Mia,
he looks like Woody Allen.
You're fucking crazy.
Oh my God, you're right.
Close.
Oh my God,
that's pretty
right.
Fucking close.
Start spreading the news, buddy. You kidding me? Get the fuck out of here.
More like Sinatra than it does Woody.
You're crazy. Okay. And they had an affair. They were together, Sinatra and Farrow. And Farrow's a little crazy too. I wouldn't.
She adopted like 14 kids. You think that's? She has a problem? Yeah, no, it is. That's definitely a side effect to being crazy. I would love to see that on Maury, Woody Allen, and Ronan.
You should try that bit.
It's not even his real name. His real name is Satchel. I looked it up.
Well, that's definitely his fucking kid.
No, Ronan's real name is Satchel.
Fucking disgusting how much he looks like. So my point is,
The princess. What's the guy who just got married? She was fucking that other guy, and that guy looks like he's a dead ringer for the fucking guy she was cheating on.
I still don't know who you're talking
about. Lady died. Remember?
Like you were having a
Markle? Meghan Markle? Who are you talking about?
No, Lady Di, and then the first one I had was with the bald guy.
Dodi Fayed? Was it that?
No, it was a guy who was like her horse trainer. Bodyguard, yeah, but he was into horses. Women love a fucking horse because they're all fucking whores. Anyway. That make a lot of sense, but
it kind of does too.
Kind of good horse.
It doesn't,
and horse.
But it does.
You know, women like a big fucking strapping dick.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Just while your wife is with
no,
you.
No. They showed the pictures. The brothers look nothing alike. They would look similar if they were brothers. And this guy, he looks exactly like the fucking horse
is
trainer,
James Hewitt.
Yes.
Okay.
You know that guy's name.
Well, that's not a great picture, but when he was younger. I mean, it's uncanny how much they looked alike. Yeah, see, that's
so
like
they
a,
think it's they think
you know they she definitely had an affair with the guy, and he looks nothing like his brother. Like, take a picture of the brother. I mean, they don't look alike, and take the well, that, all British people look alike. But anyway.
I like how we've turned into a gossip show for the past 10 minutes.
It doesn't even matter. We're getting paid either way, as far as I know. So
expecting that 20 after the show. That's for
oh
sure.
Jesus Christ! It was gonna kill me. Yeah, he doesn't look like his dad, but the other guy looks like his dad. The other guy looks like his dad.
Does, yeah.
Strong jaw in the middle. But
see if you get a picture of the two brothers next to each other. I'm sure that'll be impossible. In our family, would be. But the two brothers, they look nothing alike. The one guy's bald. The other guy has a full head of hair. They're just, they obviously have two different brothers. So the joke all along was that Ronan was Frank Sinatra's son, but I think it was just a joke. But maybe you're right.
What are you talking about? We just saw they look exactly alike.
They don't look alike. Look at this. One's got one looks like
Arrow and Sinatra.
Looks like a fucking chia pet, and the other guy's got
he looked in before the fucking war.
Yeah, the other guy looks like his dad, who's bald. Is bald before he was prematurely bald. Anyway,
I don't know.
Who said
you got a phone call, Kev?
Yeah, well, what a he's a Jew, of course. You know, they tie with money. Today, 7 days ago, he said he wouldn't bet his life that it's his kid. Well, you know, I mean, she did have a lot of people coming and going.
Yeah,
but he does. He looks enough like him. Yeah, and plus Woody looks. He's got red hair. The guy has red hair, so you know he has blue eyes like old blue.
Willing
eyes.
To bet my life that he's Frank Sinatra's son.
No, you wouldn't.
Under my fucking head.
I would love to see it.
Me too.
Be a good episode.
I want you to hold the fucking
be a good episode.
Gun.
You're like, yeah.
Got a phone call. Come on in.
First 45 minutes were slow. I had to do a shout out to the Poughkeepsie fans. Is it a call for real?
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah, your brother was on the radio up in Boston today.
Oh, no. Which brother?
Danny.
Danny
again. Some shit to TMZ.
What was he saying?
I think it was Neil.
What was he saying?
Well, he was just talking about him and Jerry hanging out, doing that show, and how he wrote all the skits on Chappelle's show.
He did?
He said, wrote the skits, and I directed most of this, like... The way he worded it was really strange. I don't know.
And you live in Boston?
Yeah.
Where's your Bill Burr accent?
Where's my accent? What do you want me to say, car?
Yeah, something.
Oh, there you go.
Can't have it. Yeah.
The worst Boston actor we've ever brought in. Can't even say car.
Can you ask if we like apples?
No, so the thing was, it's like you can't prove what he did, so he just says, and again, I don't think Chappelle cares, so Neil's just saying I did this, but it's like, but why haven't you done anything since then? Like, if you were so brilliant, why don't you just grab somebody else? Like, Steven Spielberg made something after Jaws, right? Wasn't Jaws good?
Yeah.
And then he made other things. Neil's like, I'm going to make one of the best shows of all time, according to Tom Cassidy.
According to your mother.
And then make a lot of Ford commercials. And then make a soda or a Miller Lite commercial with a Miss Piggy, Amy Schumer. And because
what about the movie?
Because that's what I always want to do. I always want to, like, use my TV show leverage into making a shitty Super Bowl commercial. And then Tom will be like, the money's good. The money's good. The point is, Chappelle's not going to go because Chappelle feels bad. So he's not going to, like, he's not going to say, like, Neil was basically his typist. I was there when they would work on stuff. And Chappelle would talk and they'll go, yeah, it's a good idea. I mean, I'm not making it up. I was there. I was there whenever.
Well, I mean, what do you expect, that Dave Chappelle's a great comedian or that Neil Brennan was the genius behind the whole show? Like, which one makes more sense?
Yeah, so Neil just goes around telling everybody how great he is. Like, he's friends with Jerry Seinfeld and blah, blah, blah. It's like,
He was talking about them like they were equals, too. The way he was like, me and Jerry, oh, it was fucking nauseating.
Yeah. Did anyone call in and say what a cuck he was?
No, surprisingly.
Well, next time Maybe he doesn't call in.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you hear call about Sebastian Maniscalco?
I was working. I couldn't call in. I was busy.
Did you hear about Sebastian Maniscalco?
What?
Sold out 4 dates at the Madison Square Garden. Ask Neil what is he selling out. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah. Wait, let me ask you a question. I was listening to the old Your Old podcast, and Bill Burr was on.
Yeah.
Was he, like, really weirded out, or was he, that was, like, a joke? Like, it sounded like he was really uncomfortable.
No, he was acting weird. I had to pull back because he was going to quit.
Yeah, it was, I did, like, did he not get that it was funny? I don't know. It was very, very
no, I
strange.
Just said, I I've said it many times. I'm like, why are you mad? You're selling out big arenas. What are you mad about? And then I'm like, your fans are stupid because they think you're like them because you look like a fucking commoner. But you're like,
yeah, well,
you have a fucking Lamborghini and a fucking and a helicopter. You have a helicopter. Like, you're rich beyond your imagination, and you're trying to act like you're mad, and your fans are so dumb they buy it.
Yeah, and that's at least a funny take, even if you're not going to like take what you're saying literally. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Then he goes, "You're going after my essence." I go, "I guess I don't use those kind of words, but yeah, I guess I am." You know, so I don't know. I don't know what the fuck he thought. But you know he's used to soft. He's like a hot chick. He expects everyone to kiss his ass because he's famous. So I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And him and Lenny were friends, so that made him even more juicy to fucking.
Oh yeah.
Well, you gave a fuck a little bit because when he said he was going to quit, you.
Yeah, but I didn't want the episode to be 20 minutes long, and then Lenny be like, look what you did! Look what you did! You can't have anybody nice over because he was our biggest guest, and he'd be like, "See, you can't have anybody nice over." So I was like, "The whole thing was nauseating." What else
Lenny
you got?
Was the worst part of that show.
How about Tom Brady? He can suck a bag of dicks, right?
Yeah.
Tom Brady's a fucking hero, kid.
Is that Boston accent?
That's he's what one mean? And two,
yeah,
right?
yeah, last night was fucking terrible. I went to bed at half time.
Foxborough.
Yeah. All right. See you later, dude.
All right, man. Say see you later, Jews.
No, see you later, dude.
Yeah,
no.
You do.
I just like how he was done with the conversation.
Yeah, God, I gotta go. That's when you know the phone conversation. That's when you know the conversation's bad. That you walk the call in.
God, I gotta run.
His wife's like, hang up on him. I thought you should try to hang up on them first. He was actually not a. He was actually informed caller.
Sure.
You're all for it. You're 100% behind Neil and Neil's charade because you could see yourself.
Means, man.
You could see yourself pulling off the same similar charade.
Sorry, Kevin.
Yeah, you're like,
I fucking have
sorry,
fucking.
Sorry, I want to pay rent.
Okay, I'm sorry that I want to fucking do something.
He's
with
like he
life.
Just saw a guy pull off a bank heist. He goes, I think I could do the same thing.
Why not?
Hang around with whatchamacallit. What's your boy?
Just pick one.
Eric Gaines.
It's the fucking black just people. They just yell at me all the time. It's fucking. Do your
black friends treat you like equal?
Define the term equal.
Well, how do they treat you?
I'm racist now.
Neil had to take a lot of shit. Neil had to be disrespected by a lot of black dudes. He had to suck a lot of black dick before he got paid.
Metaphorically.
Before he made it to the Bud Light commercials.
If you made one of the best shows of all time, according to Tom Cassidy. They had one good season. Would you want to do
good seasons?
Would you want to do four
new
commercials?
Good seasons.
What would you do? Would you Bud Light?
No,
huh?
I wouldn't do Bud Light.
Why would you do commercials if you're such a fucking talent?
You make a good point.
My point, you fuckface.
I will fucking choke you if it wasn't for this hernia.
Yep.
it's always the hernia.
It's sad seeing you as an invalid.
No, it's like I can't wait to my. My daughter's like, "What's that thing on your neck, Dad?" I go, "I'm dying." I just say I'm dying. Because I'm like, fuck you, kids. I don't give a fuck. They go, she goes, don't say it. I go, I already did. I can't take it back.
It's just fucking funny when comedians say, I wouldn't do this if I did this. Well, do that, and then we'll see what you do. That's what I'm saying.
Nobody wants to. They don't do commercial. He
I'm
was
not saying
I, the last,
that.
When
saying.
I talked to Chappelle, when I, the last time I talked to Chappelle for real, he goes, this is a couple years ago. You know, when he gave me his phone number, which I was going to give out today. I talked to Noam. I go, Noam, would you care if... No, it's not, because I just had it validated at parking. And then I asked Noam, I go, would you care if I gave out Neil's number on my show? He goes, it's not a great move.
Mm-hmm.
I go, but would you care? He goes, you know, it'll look bad.
Don't do that.
I go, would you care? Because I know Neil's
would you stop booking me?
Neil, and I just want Neil to have to say to, like, John Legend and Jerry Seinfeld, like, yeah, my brother gave out my number on his podcast.
That would be a funny tweet. Sorry,
I know. He would have to be like, everybody would call me and be like, fuck, Kevin gave out my number.
He doesn't
everybody thinks it's like a bit. But now I'm like, no, it's fucking, now it's actual bad blood.
He doesn't want to talk about you, though. I don't think he...
I know, that's why I would do it. So then he'd have to talk to people like, what happened to your number?
Did he block you on Twitter for a little bit? How are you seeing his Twitter? And then he blocked you again?
No, it's a fake account.
Oh, okay.
Some guy tweeted today, it's Neil's picture. It's N-E-L Brennan. I don't know how they spell Brennan, but he spells Neil, N-E-L. And the tweet was, I love niggers.
Definitely sounds like one of your fans for sure.
I was going to retweet it, but then I'm like, I guess I could get in trouble too if I retweet it, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I don't want to deal with Twitter at this point. They're banning everybody. Everybody's cool is banned. James Woods is banned now too?
Yeah, the whole thing.
He won't take it down? So he's banned for life?
What was the tweet?
Man, I should have prepared better.
For life.
I didn't see that any. Yeah, for life. So I'm thinking about giving out Neil's number and just letting this shit
like
hit the fan.
Joker in The Dark Knight.
Exactly. Like if I'd seen that movie, I'd know exactly what you were talking about.
I have too many Dark superhero Knight. References.
We're just talking about that. What are you living in? Some fantasy world?
What's going on?
You can't beat up people for real, and so you have to live vicariously through superheroes?
I'll knock you off that fucking stool, old man.
Because on Bill Schultz's show, we're talking about the new... The new Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix.
That's a great actor.
In New York.
I'm like, we need another. It's like there has to be a new Batman movie every year or every summer. That's be a. It's just so. I'm like, are you people retarded? No wonder we have all these problems with our society. Like people are like, how about the new Batman? Who gives a fuck?
Batman's the reason.
Batman doesn't exist. why don't we deal with stuff that exists? That is existing.
We do, then they get banned from Twitter. That's the problem.
I wrote a screenplay about a black superhero who fights cops named Martin X.
James Woods is in it.
87 pages.
Steve, you might be right about this comedy, Tom. All right, listen.
Phone call.
I want to give a shout out to some people at the Poughkeepsie show because they were all coming up. Brandon Rumsey, he was sitting by himself. The guy was sitting by himself.
I feel like that's a lot of
on a Saturday night, sitting by himself, right in the front.
What a shout out.
No, I mean, we were making fun of him. We were making fun of him the whole show because at least the guy has balls to sit up front just by himself. Like on a Saturday night, he's the only guy by himself. But he's like, don't put me up front where they can make fun of me. I don't know this guy's real name, but his Twitter is Dan, OBGYN. And then Eye in the Sky, who's been called, he's called into the show. He's a good fan. He's a big
he's
fan
a big
of the
fan,
show.
Yeah. Shout out to Diego.
Big fan of the.
Too.
He's
the
a big fan of
your flyer.
Huh?
Diego too. He's cool.
Who's Diego?
Dude who made your flyer.
Oh, how do you know him?
Because I know him from going to Poughkeepsie.
Oh, he's a comic too, right?
I don't think so.
Oh yeah. Oh well, he said he wanted to make T-shirts for me now. So I don't know what the fuck's going on. I feel like everybody wants somebody from something from me because I'm like so fucking popular.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I just feel like J-Lo. Like everybody wants something.
They're about the same age.
J-Lo with a hernia.
J-Lo with a hernia. Imagine if she canceled her tour because she got a fucking hernia.
That's quite the remix.
Yeah. I think it's like nothing to laugh at because when you laugh, it hurts.
You just said you would laugh at fucking people at funerals if they get hit by a bus.
No, but not if it happens.
But a hernia, fuck.
I'd almost rather like be. I'd almost
being able to laugh at her.
I'd almost rather be beheaded than have a hernia. Because a hernia, you just gotta wait till it gets bad, then they fix it. You just gotta wait. It's like having a baby. You just gotta wait and wait and wait. My doctor's like, just wait. My doctor says, if it hurts, push it in because it's just your intestines coming out. I'm not kidding. So she goes, if it hurts,
that's the medical advice. Just
yeah, she goes, if it hurts, put it in. I go, what should I do if I have a heart attack? Just tell myself to calm down,
breathe.
Go, fucking.
By doctor, do you mean pharmacist at Rite Aid?
Yeah. But I mean, no, she's a real doctor. She's a real doctor. She showed me her degree from South America. Oh.
Did guinea pigs? I took a college class in college about guinea pigs instead of a language. That's what made me think of that.
You took a what?
In college.
What college did you go to? Temple?
Manchester University.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
There used to be a school for like gym teachers. That's where you went to
teachers,
be a gym teacher.
It was teachers specifically back in the day.
And gym teachers. I mean, I didn't know you went to college to be like, hey, grab that rope. pull yourself up.
Don't get 15,000 views on YouTube for not going to college, Kevin.
That's He's right about that. Important. That much. Communications degree, baby.
That's what it is.
Huh? Marketing. Get it out there.
Did anyone try to beat you up with your comedy club?
Nah.
Because it looked a little tense with some of those street people.
A little tense, but no one really physically. Oh, actually, no. In the third episode, a white woman kicks me. Yeah, I forgot.
You have someone there protecting you in case it goes, because you they can just knock you down, right? Because you're in a box.
Yeah. Well, Dave Temple played my security guard for the.
That was Dave Temple?
Yeah. For Comedy Club, and he was also my security guard in real life too.
He's standing there.
He was there.
You pay him
most of it. A little bit. What are you, his agent?
I don't know. I just think people should get paid.
Yes, he got paid.
Did you get paid?
It's amazing that you say people should get paid. You told me for the first 3 years of doing this podcast, I was getting paid with, what was I getting paid with? Attention?
Exposure.
Exposure, yeah, thank you.
I believe was the word.
Oh, there's Comedy Club. There it is, the second episode.
Those are your little legs?
Fucking hilarious.
I saw that. I saw that one.
Yeah.
I saw that one.
Third episode's coming, baby.
What'd your mom think of it?
She liked it. Of course she liked it. She knows what she's doing. Anyway.
Yeah, that was great when you grabbed her phone.
Thanks.
It's funny to do in a comedy club. I guess it's funny to do anywhere.
I really hope this blows up so then you have to do it in a comedy club.
That'd be true. No, you got to wear a brick wall.
I'm not going to sacrifice my art for anyone.
I can't wait till Sebastian's opening for you. You're doing comedy club. Boston got it. Right, go ahead, caller. I don't know,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I'm on the show.
I didn't know we had a
You're
caller.
Here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up with Neil Brennan looking like such a faggot, man? He looks like he's starving South Africa.
That was a funny tweet you said. He said he looks like a bird who ate another bird.
He looked like a bird who got attacked by another bird.
What's up with his looks, man? And what's up with him hanging out with that nigger Chappelle?
Oh, my God.
Okay, move him to the front of the line. I'm going to give you the direct line from now on.
So in case, Kevin's number is.
So in case this is any kind of a backlog, you can just get right through.
Hey, it's
like,
when Mike and
a Mad Dog had to Joel from Yonkers. They would just put him right through. What else?
Where's that faggot Brian at today? Sucking some dicks, or is he at the bar across the street?
Ooh, this guy's the best.
Thanks for livening up on Monday. We're up to a slow start.
You're doing all the above, by the way.
Hey, guys, have you been banned from Twitter?
Yeah, I actually got banned last night for 24 hours twice in a row. I said nigger. I was the one who I tweeted the N-word at you, actually, and they banned me for it.
You tweeted what?
I tweeted nigger at Kevin Brennan 666, and they banned me for 24 hours.
All right. We're going to have to ban you for a couple of minutes. We're going to give you a timeout. All right, thanks for the call. He hung up on me.
I just want everyone to know.
He hung up and goes, those nigger lovers. We didn't. Anyway, I'm trying not to use the word as much because my son.
Because your son is one?
Tell that.
No, my son. No, yeah, that's my wife said. No, because my son. God. My son said my son's teacher asked him what your dad does. He goes, he's a comedian, so they Googled me.
Oh.
She's like, oh, my God, your dad's famous, because I guess because I had a Wikipedia page or whatever,
huh.
Or a website, I don't know.
Yeah, but they got that through Neil's page first.
Yeah, redirected. So I'm like, I guess they could just look it up, and they might if they listen to a podcast. Because I think we had a babysitter that listened to my podcast, because then she stopped coming to my house. And she won't even say hello to me if I see her, like, on the elevator, and I don't even fucking do dick to her.
How old is she?
The babysitter?
Yeah.
She's like a grown woman. I mean, like fat, grown, fully grown.
Never stopped growing.
Like fucking, like, what do they put in the chickens to make them
fat? We agreed you wouldn't say the N-word when I was on the show.
I'm trying not to. I didn't say it this time.
Yes, you did.
When?
You said it. But
oh, at the end. No, I was just tagging when
should
he
should be a little
said.
Counter on the road.
I don't, yeah, we are going to do that too, but I don't want to do it because it is, it's a cheap ploy, but it seems to be working. But my Patreon's blowing up, yo.
Is it?
My black Patreon's not doing that good, but my white Patreon is kicking ass.
Twitter, black Twitter?
Yeah. Anyway, Bossup. That's a good website. Bossup?
I don't know it.
It's like black gossip, Bossup. You don't know that?
Mm-mm.
Ask Derek about that.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
What's up?
Okay, same guy?
So what's going on? No, what's going on with Twitter and how PC it's getting?
Right.
Are you Canadian?
No,
Buffalo. You sound Canadian.
Where are you from?
I thought it was your Buffalo. Girlfriend's brother come back from the dead to call in.
What's your where you live?
Buffalo.
So what do you so it's not far from Canada.
It's not.
I know, right?
They're very welcoming to
Canadians. How much weed did you smoke today?
Not too much.
Okay.
Decent amount.
So are tell. You are you banned from Twitter?
Oh, I was for a little bit.
For how long?
Oh, just 12 hours, because I told some guy to OD on all the pills that they want him to.
How do they come up with the time you're banned from? 12 hours, 24 hours, 3 weeks? Like, what's the?
You told someone to kill himself. You got 12 hours. That psychopath before said the N-word. He got a day. It's interesting.
A day.
What happens when you say kill yourself N-word? What do you get? 36 hours?
No, you have to follow Neil Brennan on Twitter for the rest of your life.
If you say I'm going to kill a bunch of N-words, I think they'll probably ban you for like a week. I got banned for a week.
Isn't that your pin
tweet? I'm
pretty
sure they're just trying to control the internet as far as I see it. It's like
tell us more.
First of all, the internet, it's, you know, you can only, listen, Owen Benjamin is a classic example. His Twitter was blowing off because he kept saying outrageous stuff. And then eventually they were just like, okay, you can't say it anymore. So, I mean, it works to a point, but you can't be, the best way to get a lot of fans and likes is just be either right or left politically. Like say something really anti-Trump or really pro-Trump, and then it blows up. But it's like everybody else is just like, you know, if you're trying to be like a shock jock and using like tell people to kill themselves or N-words or dykes, everybody's a dyke. I like saying that every once in a while. But I mean,
that's a good word.
It's like you're just going to get in trouble because now they're after people, and you know Alex Jones and everybody's getting banned. So what? And Anthony Cumia, everyone's getting banned.
Yeah, it's all about keywords. They're just making speech illegal. Just trigger words. Everybody's fighting. It's all planned out.
I don't know what's planned out. With this, like, this conversation? I don't know. What's planned out?
Be honest with me right now, because I like you.
I'm just saying how they got everybody fighting. It's just been crazy the past, like, year.
Who, isn't Twitter insane? Has everybody fighting?
Facebook, everywhere. It's just nuts.
Yeah, because people like to fight without consequences. So that's what they're doing. They're fighting on Twitter, and then that's it. So
I'd like to read an audiobook that this guy narrates. But and then tell me the truth. Do you have a copy of The Catcher on the Rye with you right now?
You'd be so mad. Yes.
Probably not that good at reading like that.
We wouldn't be able to tell.
All right, what's your name?
Don, on Twitter, I'm Ziggy Sour.
All right, thanks, Don.
Thanks, homie. Take it easy.
All right, man. What do you call me, homie?
Mm-hmm. Homie. You made it, bud.
What's your name? Did you give a fake name? What's your name?
I think that was a pause and a fake name, yeah.
I mean, who pauses that long to give their name, unless they're talking to the popo?
I mean, that's how he was pausing the whole time. It's not like he was...
You think that's pot, or you think that's just buffalo?
It's probably
it'd be
buffalo.
Fucking horse tranquilizer, for all we know. What are you talking about?
Is everybody in Canada like that when you went to the funeral? But they're all sedated anyway, right? At a funeral?
Weird way to meet someone, though, at a funeral like that. Like, I mean...
I dated a black girl one time, and I met her dad. It was awkward, because that was the first time she was meeting her
was
dad,
was it awkward?
Too.
He's on the Mari show.
Yeah,
stole that joke.
I would give him credit, but I don't know who it was. Actually, I saw him at Helium. He was in a talent contest, and I was one of the judges.
How long ago was this?
I don't know. Probably Year of Our Lord, 1982. I don't know.
Helium wasn't open in 1982.
Oh, I'm getting old, but you know, I didn't feel old until I got this hernia. Now I'm like, I really feel like my days are numbered. Steve, you're old, right? How old are you? Well, yeah, I'm older than you, but I mean, I think I was okay, but now I got a hernia. I'm like, I'm breaking down. It's like a fucking fan belt breaking on your car where you're like, oh, shit, now it's going to be more of this before it's less of this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got 5 good years left.
How old's your mom?
She's like 63.
Yeah. So when I'm 63, I'll probably fucking hang myself. You know what I mean? I can't do anything now because I'm right in between life insurance policies, but...
I'd make it to 63 first and then play by ear. Make it to 63.
I don't really want to make it to 63. It's just what's going to happen.
Your wife is killing you before 63.
Yeah, like I'm dying inside. I'm dead inside. From being married, I think I'm dead inside. Like, I don't care what happens to me anymore.
How old were you when you got married?
59.
No, just to answer the fucking question.
I don't know. Am I?
A rant.
Am I under oath? 45.
You're 45 when you got married. All right. You had a good run. That's well.
I didn't. That's the catch. I didn't have a good run. I didn't have a good run.
Well, you were never going to. You had as good of a run as you could. I'm saying you made it a long time without getting married. That's impressive. You have to eventually get married.
Clooney really held out.
Yeah. It's like, you single? It's not good, okay? You married's not good. Nothing's good. But
I'd like
you
to
know,
see Kevin hit on women, though, like after a show. Like, hey.
I just want to tip women who I think are hot, and then I can
they'll
let me talk to them. No, like a strip club, you know what I mean? But not a strip club. Just I go up, I go, hey, you're pretty, and I just give her $20.
That's true. Or like not strip clubs. Like, you know, in the Village when like they have girls out front of restaurants to try to get you inside?
Yeah.
And they have to be nice to you?
Yeah.
It was like that too.
Yeah, but to actually talk to a woman, if there's any resistance, I'll just move on. You know what I mean? Like if I talk to a girl and I go, hey, oh, how are you doing? She goes, I'm an opera singer. I'd be like, oh, fuck that. You know what I mean? I would just split, you know? But some guys, they don't mind. They don't mind talking. I don't like talking to women. I think women are dull. I'm not going to lie. I think they're on the dull side. No, I did Bill Schultz's show.
I like women. I find them very – I like women.
Yeah, I used to, but I don't anymore. So I was on this Bill Schultz show, and this woman – Steve, were you here for this show? First thing she's talking about is what she looks like, her lipstick and her dress. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with women? Like – nobody cares what you fucking look like.
Didn't that girl hate you, too? Didn't she
Who?
Hate you, the girl on that show?
Did you see it?
No, I didn't see it, but no, didn't she hate you, though? Like talking
about Joanne wasn't there.
Oh, she wasn't there?
No,
oh,
not
okay.
her. No. Not her.
Oh, okay.
She was a guest on the show, but she, okay. First thing is, look at what, like, she's talking about what she's, no, nobody gives a fuck. And when Chick Chat, that fucking piece of shit show with Carrie Carabas and Patty Rossborough, all they talk about is how fat they are, what they look. I'm like, what is wrong with you fucking women? Like, fuck is wrong with you?
Did they record that? The Olive Garden? What are they doing? What is that?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Those two fucking old broads.
Why would they be at the Olive Garden?
I don't know, because they're Italian.
Old women hang out at the Olive Garden.
So it's like, I'm starting to think women have mental problems. Like, they think, people think, like, they're looking at them like, guys don't give a fuck what your appearance. Like, they care if you're hot, but they don't, like, care about your dress or your lit. Like, women are fucking mental. They can't just be there. They have to be like, oh, they have to point out how stupid they look or like the lipstick. It's like, that's not crazy to you, but you're young, you'll marry and you'll probably get married too, and you're gonna blow your fucking brains out because it don't last. Whatever you feel now, it don't last because
everything sucks.
No, it gets annoying after a while. You're like, all this shit that like you find a little bit sweet and charming, you just like, oh fuck. Like, it's like, after a while, it's like too long. It's too long a run.
Yeah, but banging random whores isn't... That's old.
That
gets old real quick.
No, I just want to sit in a room and fucking play Pinochle or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to talk to anybody. I'll talk to my kids, but I think I'm done talking to women, you know, just in general. Like, I'll talk to them on a podcast, but, and like, I just know how nuts they are now. They're fucking crazy. But you don't know that because you still have to prove to your parents that you're not a homosexual, you know, so you'll have to marry and probably pop out a couple of kids. And then you'd be like, oh shit, Aaron Berg is, He's in hot water. No pun intended. He's in hot water with the missus because he's like, she's crazy. They just had a baby. Plus, once they have babies, they go nuts. You think they're jealous? You think they're jealous when you dating them? Once they have kids, it's like tripling down. They have all this at stake in the relationship, so they go nuts and they have these fucking hormones. So everything they do, they like overreact to.
What is Aaron fighting his wife? With his wife about?
I mean, I can't really divulge, but it's nothing. It's just like she's crazy according to him. I don't know if she watches the show. Imagine she's like, I saw that Kevin Brennan talking about
relationship.
Minute 58. What are you telling him? My wife's like, whenever I talk to my wife, it's like, yeah, I go, what else am I supposed to talk about? What do you want me to talk about? Politics? Political stuff? Tom? What do you think? Veganism?
I thought you wanted to talk about
I like
me.
The Neil phone calls because they're so ridiculous that Neil's going around saying he wrote the Chappelle Show. Like, then why did you stop?
Well, Chappelle went to Africa.
No, but why did you stop writing greatness? Why would you stop? You can find another N-word and prop him up.
All right.
Am I wrong? Steve, am I wrong? I mean, why would he stop? Why would he stop to make greatness to film a fucking Bud Light commercial with a fat Amy Schumer?
It's hard to be great all the time. Huh? It's hard to be great all the
time. Yeah, but he's had a 15-year break, so you think he'd be rested and he'd be ready to go again. I mean, they give fucking football players like 4 months and then they're ready to go again.
Well, I know I'm going to get shit for this, like everything I say, but his comedy special was successful. People enjoyed it.
Okay, people enjoy comedy specials.
Will Smith.
Huh?
Like Will Smith.
Will Smith said he liked it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, what was he going to say?
I'm just saying.
What's he going to say?
When did he say that?
I'm like, I think I saw someone retweet it that Will Smith was like, that 3 mic shit was brilliant.
Okay, well, what's he going to say? What's he going to say?
He could not say anything.
That's what people do in showbiz. They Will Smith, first of all, he's a homosexual, and he's lying to his wife, so he's a professional liar.
I don't think he's a homosexual. Don't talk about Will that way.
He's something. Oh, because he's from Philly?
Yeah, Kevin.
And he's a Scientologist, so you think they have any fucking rules about how to act?
My point is, you're saying he's never done anything since that, and he's done something else that people like. So you're fucking
okay, he did one special that was basically him feeling sorry for himself because his dad was mean to him. My dad didn't do anything to him. He did shit to me. He fucked me right in my fucking sweet ass.
That's how you got the hernia.
I've been holding on to that for a long time. I was waiting for a nice time to drop that.
There it is.
But Neil created that whole scenario where like his dad was the youngest of 10. He had it pretty sweet, but he acted like he had a rough childhood. He didn't. It was fucking easy. And the whole thing's the whole showbiz is a charade. So once you see that, once you see that, then you have no rules anymore. There's no rules anyway. So there's no rules for show business. There's not like you do this, you got on the Johnny Carson show. There's no rules. I mean, if Neil Brennan can fool everyone into thinking he's something, he ain't. He ain't. Because he would have done something more other than fucking 3 mics. Which is not even a full hour. It's like him crying for a third of it. So he has like, he did like 25 minutes of comedy. That's in 10 years. So it's like, okay, then he's a genius. Okay. But why wouldn't he create another show? Cause he's such a star fucker that he would love to create another show. Why wouldn't he create another one if he was that brilliant?
I want you to make a special. I want you to stop worrying about your brother, and I want you to make a special, and I want you to call it one.
Who are you, your mom?
I want you to call it one mic and my father's dick in my ass.
My father, he wouldn't even fuck me because he liked my other brother better. So that's sick. But
when is Danny's special coming out?
Danny's special is going to be like, I just killed
be
Neil.
Fire,
no,
bro.
He just fucking
fire. This guy's bringing it.
He could snap Neil's. You know what, Danny? I was telling E-Rock, I didn't even tell you guys this, right? Danny auditioned for, Danny and Neil grew up together. They were 9th and 10th in the family.
Mm-hmm.
When Neil was doing the Chappelle Show, Danny read for a character.
You did tell me this before, but.
Danny read for a character, and he didn't get it.
Hilarious.
But then Neil sent him the clip, the reel of the guy who got it.
Are you serious?
That's constructive criticism.
All right, he's a dick, yeah. I would have fucking...
But Neil was like, no, it's just showing him, like, the guy who got it, so it wasn't anything personal. The guy was just better. And even my mom was siding with Neil. She's like, well, you know, I thought it was... might be helpful, you know?
He deserves a smack for that. That's a...
And he's a big dude. He's got anger issues, so he could have killed Neil. He could have killed my mom. We had some weird siblings, so I was afraid they were gonna fucking kill my mom just because, you know, that's what people do when they fucking flip out, you know. Now she's 85. I think she'll be okay.
Yeah, she had a good life.
Yeah, even like you said, she had a good run.
Yeah, it's,
even if it happens now, it's like,
forget about it.
Don't have 10 kids anyway. So Neil's a genius, and it's all gonna be fine. Go ahead, caller. It's Neil. I'm going to give out Neil's number. I really can't hold it. Go ahead, caller.
Jeff.
Oh, hello. Kevin, it's Jeff.
Oh, hi, Jeff.
I missed you, man, and I heard you had a hernia, and I just wanted to make sure you're eating your vegetables, dude.
Where are you calling in from?
From Los Angeles, where I live.
Oh, how's it going?
It's going well. I just miss hearing. I mean, like, it's way too positive out here. The sun is shining. People are talking about how they can achieve anything. And I need a little dose of Kevin Brennan just to bring me back down to, you know, to rock bottom.
So, yeah, I heard you're a big fan of Chris D'Elia.
You know what? The last few months, I'm a big fan of any comic who's been talking about the fact that we should be able to say whatever the fuck we want on stage without fear of reprisal, because it's, you know, comedy, and if people can't take jokes, maybe they should stay fucking home.
Yeah, but you think comics should be able to say whatever they want?
I think comics should be able to say, yeah, they should be able to make jokes about anything in
society.
If
they're not funny, even if they're not funny.
I mean, that's subjective, isn't it? What one person finds funny and what another person finds funny could be completely different things.
No, but if you do a joke and it doesn't get a laugh, is that subjective?
No, I understand the point you're making. Sometimes people are just bad at comedy.
Right.
But there is a subjective nature to comedy like any other art form. Kevin, I just phoned up to find out why you've got a hernia. What's been happening?
I was playing with my kids because no good deed goes unpunished.
Well, see, I was going to say that was your first mistake by, you know, giving any time or energy to them.
I'm not going to go home.
Well, you don't want them to end up like you, like, you know, the sibling issues that you had and the way that you've grown up.
No, that's why I did it, because my daughter said if I don't throw her in the pool, then I like my son more anyway. But now I definitely like my son more now because he didn't give me a hernia. Am I right?
There you go. So she'll never get the love she's searching for anyway.
Oh, my God. Now I'm really now I just sit now I just saw her on a stripper pole. Like,
to have the hernia removed? Or?
Well, wait, are you dating anybody?
Are you fucking hitting on me?
No, I thought you were hitting on Chris D'Elia with all these tweets. That made me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Doesn't everybody want to fuck him in Los Angeles?
Oh, I don't know about fuck him. I mean, a cuddle might be nice, but...
No, all the women want to fuck him, but I thought maybe you were, like, reaching out to him, because you tagged him.
No, you know what it was, is that I've been enjoying, much like I enjoy listening to Burning Bridges, I enjoy watching some clips of various podcasts, and he's got a podcast that I think is quite funny, and he says some pretty funny things on it. And then I quite like that he's, you know, like a couple of other comics who are probably in a position of success where it could be fragile to even remotely align themselves with the idea of free speech. I like that he's kind of gone, listen, I make jokes, and if any of them have offended you, then go fuck yourself. It's not for you to be offended. It's for me to make other people laugh. If you don't like it, go fuck yourself. And I like that. I like that attitude. I think it's a good way to be.
And that's what Chris is doing?
Yeah, yeah. Over the last few months, increasingly so, yeah, which is quite interesting to see.
You sit at the Comedy Store or on his podcast?
Kind of across the board, yeah. Kind of podcasts. On stage, and I don't know if he does it in person. We don't hang out. We're not friends.
Who are you friends with?
You, Kevin.
are you still see Neil? Are you? I know you did Neil's show recently. How did that go?
You follow a lot of my social media updates and my life.
I'm alarmingly
so. For a man who professes to kind of fucking loathe me, you care a lot about what I'm up to.
No, I just see what people tweet, and I always find it curious that, you know, whatever. And then I thought maybe you and Neil got tight because of that commercial that you did.
Yeah, I did his show again. It was fun. It was all right. Yeah, I had good fun. It's all new material, so it's nice doing 15 minutes of new stuff, you know, and trying it out.
Oh, you got to do new stuff, or you can do whatever you want?
It's all new stuff on that show, yeah. So it's like just going in and doing 15 minutes of new stuff.
Interesting. All right.
Kevin, I just want you to be healthy.
I'm very sick. I'm sick in the head, and I have a hernia.
I know, and I'm quite worried that this is going to... It starts as a hernia, but then it ends up being some kind of terminal cancer growing inside of you. And I just don't want it to go that way, and I just want to know how I can help.
Now, you know what? I was supposed to get a colonoscopy, and I canceled it.
I mean, I can do that for you. If you need it done, just let me know.
With your tongue?
No, I've got a Logitech C920 camera. It's about 4 or 5 inches wide, but it should do the job. I've got one of those GoPro selfie sticks. We could just come over, spend some time and energy. We'll work up to it. We'll be slow. Like, I'll start with a finger, go up to 2, 3, 4, fist, forearm, and then we can get the GoPro camera in there.
And I stay awake throughout the whole thing?
Well, of course. I mean, otherwise it's not fun, is it?
With the accent, it sounds kind of charming, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I want to be there.
No, but maybe I told him, I go, I canceled it because now I kind of want to get colon cancer. And then I would be like, don't even waste your time with me.
Also, I agree with your colleagues on the show today that you should, it is time for you to release a comedy special.
I agree.
On what platform?
CISO.
I mean, on your own fucking platform, he should just get the hour that he wants to put together and stick it up on a website. Maybe Compound Media will release
it. We filmed a Florentine special here.
I might do, you guys can Google this at home. There was a guy named Brother Theodore, and he would just yell and scream. He would go on Letterman and yell and scream. I think I might do one of those where it's just like, it's not really jokes. I just yell and scream about, like I do 20 minutes about Neil, and people wouldn't even know who Neil was. I mean, they might, but they might not. So it'd basically just be me screaming. And then at the end of every, be like, oh, my fucking hernia. No, but I just think that'd be funny, just screaming about whatever, you know, about stuff that they don't even know. Because it's easy to do Trump's an idiot or this guy's an idiot, but it's like, I just want to do a show where I'm screaming.
Specifically talking about your brother being an idiot.
Or whatever, just like I bitch about you for 15 minutes, you know?
That's every time I appear on Burning Bridges. That's basically what happens. You just scream.
Yeah, because you really antagonize me.
I know.
Because you're a big, hulking, handsome man with an accent. It drives me mad.
Yeah, it's very frustrating,
it's
I understand.
A great voice, man.
I think you should do a special, and I think like the Compound Media listeners would really, really go for it, and they're ready. So I feel like you should do that. Are you able to be awake when a hernia is being removed, or you have to be out cold?
I would have to be out. Should I Facebook Live that?
Why don't you do a special whilst you're getting the hernia removed? No, that's never been done.
That's a good one.
I tell you what, that'll end up on fucking front page news.
And then the hernia can feature for you.
Exactly.
I stay alert throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
You stay like fucking compass mentis. You're going to be high as fuck. They're going to have to dose you with something, but that's all right. A little bit of morphine, and then you just get through the half hour. I reckon half an hour is probably all it takes. It'll be like a mini.
Just cut my tongue. All right, Jeff. Thanks for the input.
All right. Well, I love you, and I miss you, and I hope you're going to be okay.
Okay. I can't wait.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
You do sleep meditation, and the guy's voice is Australian, and
he's British.
He's whatever.
Oh,
same thing. But it sounds so nice and soothing, doesn't it?
It really does.
Amazing. I love that accent. I
can't believe he doesn't get more pussy.
He does. He gets a lot of
pussy. He's just not telling you.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, I heard a story over the weekend. I can't tell what it is, but
and I love when people do that.
What?
Oh, I heard the story. Forget it. I can't say it though. Forget it. What wrong with it?
No, because it's
Called Burning Bridges. I've just literally insulted some of the most successful people in show business, but I can't tell this story.
Well, Aaron Berg told it to me.
Some middle fucking who told you something?
Aaron Berg told it to me, so I can't just repeat it unless I get his permission.
Clean your throat out.
So you think he gets a lot of pussy?
God, yes.
He gets a lot of pussy?
Of course he does.
He gets pussy. Russell Brand fucking married Katy Perry strictly on that, on the fact that he has an
accent. Russell Brand's a fucking like Lothario, though, man.
Yeah,
he's got that fucking holds on women.
The long hair and the skinny jeans.
Forget it.
I'm thinking about going skinny jeans.
He's got that Prince thing going.
Right?
Yeah. You're gay, by the way. You know that, right? It's okay, yeah.
Why do you say that?
Because you are. You can just tell at this point.
You can?
Yes.
Wouldn't I have had at least a couple of gay experiences by now?
You have.
Well, you told me the hardest time you ever came was when an Asian girl stuck her two fingers up your asshole.
And she was only half Asian.
But the fact that you know the story is,
she was only half a girl.
She was my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Well, I told you that in confidence.
You told me that here.
I thought we were driving to a gig. Anyway,
no, that'd be even weirder if you were just like, yes.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't like a finger up their ass? That's why it's very common. Mm. I didn't know I liked it until he did it. You know, I don't want a dick. I don't want to talk to a guy after he fucking came in me.
It only happened to be like, once, and I didn't like it at all. I'm like, a girl stuck her finger up my butt.
They have to do it the right way.
She didn't know what she was doing.
I mean, she the Asian.
What exactly is the right way? What's the angle?
Oh, I don't know. I think the Asian
people
just...
It's got to be a penis.
I think Asian women, they've just been given hand jobs for so long and so many happy endings that they just know in their DNA. I don't know. She never did it professionally.
She knows the button to push.
Yeah, they just do it, and then you've never. It's like then after that you're chasing a dragon because you can't believe can't believe you loved it so much.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know, do you?
I got my butt ate out before. It changed the relationship forever, that relationship.
In a bad way?
Yeah, it was never the same ever again.
You asked for it or she just did it?
I forget.
I can't even talk to you now that
I've seen the pillow.
Now that I know that.
Yeah, man, that's something, isn't it?
A girlfriend you were dating, she ate your ass?
Yeah, and I didn't do it to her, so I feel like it really changed the relationship forever.
You didn't do it to her?
I'm a selfish lover.
Jeff Leach, I bet, is a selfish lover.
No, I don't think so.
No,
I do anything.
My wife, one time I just took a shower and I told her to eat my ass, you know. And she
goes, right at the dinner table. You're
then
like,
she started doing it. She goes, how long do I have to do it for? I go, how long do I do you? Like, is it complicated?
Pick a number.
It's not one lick. It's not one lick, okay? I mean, I know you don't want to do it, but I just cleaned off, so I wasn't
lollipop commercials.
I do it for at least a couple of minutes, you know. But I'm not. But it's just annoying when they don't want to do it because they don't. Women want to fucking shop.
Tell us that
they don't want to. They don't want to do nasty shit. That's why there's such things as hookers and fucking and hand jobs because women they don't want to. Like I say in my act, women watch. Women like porn. They don't like to do porn stuff, right?
No.
I had one girlfriend let me come on her face, the same girl who fingered whatever. And it was a disaster because I had no practice.
You're usually the face. Etel has a really good joke about eating chicks out about it. He says, guys, treat it like a bank robbery. They just get in and get out.
Oh, he does it. He goes, eats pussy the way. Wait, what does he say? I eat pussy the way guys eat lunch in prison. Head down, eyes, something. Head down, eyes wide open or something. I don't know, some ridiculous scenario.
My friend Ryan Shaner eats ass, and he says he eats ass with his eyes. You eat ass with your eyes.
What does that mean?
You got to see what you're getting yourself into. You can't go blind down there.
Yeah, but it's never going to look good. I say you don't look. I say
people
you don't
like that stuff.
If you're gonna, I hate to end the episode like this, but are you going to eat pussy if you have to look at it? You know what I mean? You just want to close your eyes and just.
Vagina on its own is not for me either. Huh. Just the vagina on its own is.
No, that's what I'm saying. None of it's pretty, but you gotta do it because or else they think you know they think.
Yeah, I'm gay too.
You're definitely okay. It seems like you're getting closer and closer to my face.
Can you imagine if you got a divorce and we got into a relationship?
Oh, my God. I have to eat your ass.
That'd be something.
While the Eagles were playing.
That actually doesn't sound so bad.
You guys are two Philly boys.
Oh, that's the thing about being gay. Like, the shit you have to do with other guys, I couldn't do it. You know?
Like talking to them and shit.
Talking to them after?
Yeah.
And be like, you're a fag, you're a fag, you're a bigger fag. You remember what you did? You stuck your fucking tongue on my ass. Like,
you had three fags.
I didn't like
ass.
It, you know? Then you have a thing, who's the bigger fag?
I used to live with two gay dudes and it seemed pretty cool.
They probably say the same thing. I used to live with two gay dudes. One's in a comedy club.
Episode 3 coming this week, baby.
All right, we got to wrap it up. It's been a long fucking day, and it's been a long fucking. I've had a long life, and I'm ready to cash out. So if you want me to live another day, go to my
Patreon. Fucking buy it.
On my website.
These braces.
And on my Twitter, KevinBrennan666. Connect to my Patreon right there. Give me some comforting words and more than that, give me some comforting dollars. And I'll be at the Hasbrook Heights Bananas August, October 5th and 6th. And shout out to Poughkeepsie. They would treat us well. Me and Aaron Gino did a great show up there. And that was a lot of fun. I took the train. I was hungover, but Aaron really killed. So did Gino. I did okay. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, you can follow me on Twitter at I am Brian McKenna. Also, I got a Facebook video with Brewer. It has 270,000 views. Get that going on.
What did you do again?
Well, my Creed trailer has like 200,000 views. So
there you go.
Your what trailer?
Competition.
Yeah, competition. I'm
what trailer?
That's good, man. That's nice. I love Jim Brewer.
What trailer?
Don't fucking worry about it. Just fucking let him do his fucking credits. Whatever the fuck they're called. Plugs.
You guys are like Bert and Ernie. It's just cute.
Steve, how did Tom do today? Steve hates you. You're from Philly, though, right?
No.
I'm around there. Delco. Yeah, I mean, he's not from the city.
No, I know. The reason why I'm not getting into the industry is because Steve Torelli doesn't think I'm funny. That's it. I don't got enough fucking flyers.
Market Street Subway. That's one thing I've never done. Tape a flyer to a pole. I saw a guy doing it at the train station. I'm like, I've never had to stoop that low.
I've done shit like that.
What was the flyer for?
I don't know. I was with my kids, so I didn't want to go over and be like, let's look at this loser's flyer. But I just can't imagine like putting up a flyer and to be like,
the tape.
You want to learn how to play guitar?
Take it the bottom.
The tape's always like real loud, so everybody has to see you fucking doing it. Like, who's this dick?
My comedy show. I've seen
ruining
that
the subway station. Anyway, Cass, what is it again? Your Twitter?
You talking about me?
You.
I kind of stepped on his. No, okay. Are you done?
I'm good. Yeah, good.
I'll be in Poughkeepsie at the end of November with Derek Haynes. So since we're on the Poughkeepsie shit.
Poughkeepsie, laugh it up.
Yeah, you know, I'll be in New York Comedy Club this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Check out Comedy Club if you haven't seen it yet.
They haven't.
Well, they might have. Some people have said.
15,000 people have, so someone's seen it.
Well, you fucking cocksucker. You've retweeted it. So people who follow
you,
might have seen it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Like I was, he asked me to retweet it. And then he's when he brings it up, he says, "You cocksucker."
Well,
I don't know if I.
I'm an asshole. Video.
I've asked you to retweet things, but I don't think the second one. I think you did on your own volition.
Yeah, I like to help out people. I like to give back to the community.
That's what I think when I think of you.
I'm always afraid if you retweet something of mine. I'm like, is this go over the line?
Sometimes I do it because I'm in a decent mood and it kind of hits my funny bone. And then sometimes with Jeff Leach, I'm like, is he trolling Chris D'Elia? Does he want Chris? Because when you tag somebody, you want their attention. No disrespect Jeff Leach, but I fucking tagged Leslie Jones and something, and she got back to me in like 2 minutes. She like came at me. So if you tag somebody, they're gonna see it, especially if you're another comedian. They're just gonna see it. So. I tagged Whitney Cummings, I'm blocked. Tagged Leslie Jones, I'm blocked. Tagged Neil Brennan, I'm blocked. I mean, I'm doing pretty good. All right. Thanks. Shout out to Compound Media. Shout out to the booth. I hope Brian got his sight back when he's Atlanta. I have a bad feeling, though.
That he got his sight back.
People lose his. That's really his gimmick that he fucking can't see. If we can see them. What do we have?
I got blisters on my fingers!